Westlock, Alta. A 30-year-old Edmonton man who was drunk and suicidal when he led RCMP on an August 2021 high-speed chase that started near Busby and concluded 90 minutes later near Wabamun Beach, now faces a year of probation and a 6-month conditional sentence that includes 90 days of strict, 24 hours a day house arrest. In Westlock Provincial Court September 14, Justin Gerald Niehaus Studevan pleaded guilty to flight from a peace officer, while Crown Prosecutor Anthony Estefan withdrew a speeding ticket, plus charges of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, obstructing a peace officer and resisting a peace officer. Judge Peter Ayotte agreed to the joint sentence submission from Estefan and defense lawyer Adam Shabin that'll see Niehaus Studevan serve a 6-month conditional sentence that includes a host of conditions and 3 months of 24-hour-a-day house arrest, followed by 3 months of an 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. Niehaus Studevan, who declined comment when asked by Judge Ayotte, also faces a year of probation, which includes a variety of conditions, and will perform 20 hours of community service. Judge Ayotte declined imposing a victim fine surcharge and rejected a call from Estefan that would have seen Niehaus Studevan donate $400 to the Edmonton chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, saying the court has to remain at arm's length from charities. Estefan, who did not allege a criminal record during sentencing but did note Niehaus Studevan had a dated unrelated conviction, said the crux of the offense centered around mental health issues. Estefan also noted the speed at which Niehaus Studevan was traveling and his driving pattern as aggravating factors, as it was an extremely dangerous situation, however, there were no injuries. He also said that Niehaus Studevan was a good candidate for a conditional sentence and had received an immediate roadside suspension, IRS, for being drunk behind the wheel at the time of his arrest and has not driven since. Part of the Crown's conditions are assessment, treatment and counseling for not only drugs and alcohol, but for psychological and psychiatric treatment. So, there's a substantial emphasis on rehabilitation from the Crown's perspective, which is appropriate in this case. So Mr. Niehaus Studevan is not in front of the court again with similar charges, said Estefan. Shabin told court Niehaus Studevan is part owner of an Edmonton business and was suffering from manic depression, following a tumultuous relationship, and breakup with his then-girlfriend who he had been dating for 8 months. She had charged him with harassment the day before he was involved in the chase. This sent him into a depressed state. The accused became suicidal and abusing alcohol to cope with his emotional instability. The accused advised me he attempted suicide on the road while being pursued by police, said Shabin, noting publication of Niehaus Studevan's arrest in the Westlock News also had a detrimental effect on his employment. But the accused has turned his life around since the time of these offenses, and he's advised me that he's now sober and made a 360-degree turnaround. The harassment charges in which he was charged with, he was found not guilty of at trial. He's moved on from his past relationship and is focusing on his employment. And he is remorseful for what happened. The chase, a previous RCMP release notes that at around 6 p.m., August 15, 2021, a vehicle towing a boat traveling south on Highway 44 near Highway 651 was stopped for a traffic safety offense by a member of the Westlock RCMP traffic unit. Estefan told court that radar confirmed Niehaus Studevan's vehicle was traveling at 168 km per hour. Estefan told court that after Niehaus Studevan failed a roadside screening test, police observed blood on his hand and neck, and paramedics were called. When they arrived, Niehaus Studevan started his truck, drove into the ditch and around the parked ambulance. Estefan told court the constable believed Niehaus Studevan was suicidal and may harm himself or others. RCMP gave chase for 16 kilometers until it was determined the risk to the public was too great. The previous RCMP news release also notes that Edmonton Police Air Services were called to help with the pursuit, and it was Parkland County RCMP officers who arrested Niehaus Studevan near Wabamun Beach. During the arrest, Estefan said the RCMP officer reached in the driver's side window and opened the truck's door from the inside, then undid Niehaus Studevan's seatbelt. He tensed up and made his hands into fists. Niehaus Studevan never made any attempt to strike or fight police but was actively resistant to being handcuffed and leaving the vehicle, said Estefan. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.